Shalom Uvracha, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, we continue with Tehillim Life Lessons, Shir number 41. Lamatzeach Mizmor LaDavid Yancha Hashem V'Yayim Tzar. This is part 3 of Kapitel Chaf. And this Shir is a very special Shir because it is being brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. And not only that, earlier today I had the schuz of going to Rabbi Gamliel Rabinovich and we used his Sefer and I told him about our Tehillim Shir. So let's begin with a question that was bothering me for 2 weeks, and with Siyata Deshmaya, I have a mahalich I'd like to share with you. Let's take a look at Pasuk Beis. Yancha Hashem b'yayim tzara, Yisagev Hashem Elokei Yaakov. There's a very unique reference over here, specifically to shame Elokei Yaakov. The Pasuk could have said, Yancha Hashem b'yayim tzara, Hashem will answer you b'yayim tzara on the day of your tragedy. Yisagevcha Elokei Yaakov. What's shame? Yisagevcha means to strengthen. Yichazik oischa, Hashem will strengthen you. Hashem will strengthen you. Elokei Yaakov. What's shame, Elokei Yaakov? But not only that, we have also in Pasuk Vav, Niranano b'yishua secha, I will rejoice in your salvation. Uvishem Elokeinu nidgol, and in the name of Elokim, Elokeinu. Once again, what's shame? And there's a third time we find in Pasuk Ches, Eilu v'rechev ve'eilu v'susim. They, the Umos Ha'olam, the nations of the world, they turn to their horses, they turn to their chariots and horses. V'anachnu, but we v'shem Elokeinu nazkir. We turn to shame. Hashem Elokeinu Naskir. What's shame? Say, V'anachnu B'Hashem Elokeinu Naskir. In the name of Hashem Elokeinu, we turn to. We call out to Hashem. If you look at other kapitlach, other chapters of Tehillim, other Mizmorim, we don't find every time there's a mention of Hashem's name, it says for a shame, shame, shame. What is this unique reference over here specifically to shame Hashem? Shame, and then Hashem's name. That's the question which was bothering us, bothering me. And as I mentioned, I spent around 2 weeks with Siyata Deshmaya working on this. But before we get to that, I want to share with you from Rabbi Gamliel Sefer. And he tells us like this. If you have a friend, or if you have a relative, or if your relative is your friend, who Rachman Litzlan is in trouble, and even if you're far away from that person, and you can't help them physically, but you can help them by saying, Lamatzeach Mizmor LaDavid, Yancha Hashem B'yayim Tzara, Yisagev Hashem Elokei Yaakov. Turn to this kapitel, turn to kapitel Chaf. Say Mizmor Chaf, and that will help a person. Have that person in mind. If you know a person's going through a tzara, whatever the tzara might be, turn to Kapitel Chaf. It's 10 psukim. And say this on behalf of that person. And you'll be helping that person. I wonder, before we answer our question of shame, shame, and shame, why does it say shame 3 times? It's a very important yusayid that Rav Gamliel tells us from Rashi and from others, that David HaMelech is pointing out here in Pasuk Vav, Niranino b'Yeshua Secho. What does it mean, Niranino b'Yeshua Secho? We will rina, we will niranino, we will sing joyfully b'Yeshua Secho, with you, with your Hashem, with your salvation. And we are told to sing out to Hashem before the salvation happens. That's the message that David HaMelech is teaching us. Niranino, we will. It didn't happen yet. The salvation didn't happen yet. We're still in that state of tzara. But nonetheless, the message David is teaching us is Niranino b'Yeshua Secho. We will rejoice in your salvation because we're confident that we turn to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eilu v'rechev eilu v'susim. They turn to their might. They turn to their strength, to their weapons. We, v'anachnu b'shem, Hashem l'kinu naskir. In fact, the Sfarim bring down that David HaMelech, as we had mentioned, when he heard that his army were far away. He davened and said this capital, he composed this as we had mentioned. And one of the ways he helped Klal Yisrael is B'Shem Hashem. What's Shem Hashem? He specifically used Hashem Hashem, the name of Hashem. Now, we don't know Hashem Hashemus. We don't know what those names are. But that's one of the explanations of why it says Shem Hashem. He used Shem Hashem. But that's not the piece I want to share with you that I worked on for 2 weeks. Let's now analyze it. Let's go back to Pasuk Beis. Yanuch Hashem b'yom soro yitzagev Hashem elokei Yaakov. We had mentioned that the Gra tells us that there's 70 psukim, 70 words rather, corresponding to the Shivim Umayis, the 70 nations. And when we say this capital, it protects us from the 70 nations. And this is a chapter of Tehillim, which is miyuchud, which is focused and designated lo'asi lovei for Mashiach to come. It should happen now. But it's a reference to the salvation. As we see over here, Niranu b'shua secho, Yimali Hashem kol mishal secho, Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh in Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk Zayin, Ato yedati, ki hashir Hashem mishichoi, Hashem will save Mashiachoi, his anointed one. There's a reference to Mashiach Tzidkenu. So now let's answer the question. Why does it say Shem before Hashem's name three times? Shem Hashem, Shem Lekenu Nazkir. And to this we first turn to the Pasuk, which we say three times a day, at the end of Aleinu. And the Pasuk says, V'nemar b'yoyim ahu. And on that day, which day? The day when Mashiach comes. Nemar b'yoyim ahu, on that day, that great awesome day, that you come b'korov. Nemar b'yoyim ahu, Yehashem echod u'shmoy echod. Hashem echod u'shmoy echod. Hashem should be one, his name should be one. What does this mean? Hashem should be one, his name should be one. We all know Hashem is echod. We say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem echod. The Pasuk Pshat of the Pasuk is that we, Klal Yisrael, we know that Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. But the whole world, they don't at this point realize this and accept Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. But when Mashiach comes, they will accept Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. According to that theme, I'd like to suggest that the three times it says Shem, it refers to the Avos HaKadoshim, to Avram, to Yitzchak, and to Yaakov. And to the midos of the Avos HaKadoshim, of Chesed, Din, and Torah, Emes. As well as the flip side of the three midos, which is Gilui Arayos, Shfichas Dam, and Avodah Zarah, as the Maral in Pirkei Avos explains. Now let's clarify what we just mentioned. If we take a look at Pasuk Beis, clearly, when we say over here, Yisagev Hashem Elokei Yaakov, that this refers to Yaakov Avinu, and refers to Yaakov Avinu in Midah of Torah. Yisagev Chazek, Hashem should strengthen. Dalet Devar and Tzrichim Chizuk. The Gemara in Brachas tells us there are four things that require Chizuk, and one of those four is Torah. Yaakov Avinu is the Av of Torah. He's the Bechir Sheva Ovis. He's the greatest of the Ovis, of Avram Yitzchak. He takes from Avram of Chesed, and he takes from Yitzchak of Din, and combines it together to be Emes of Torah. Yisagev Hashem like Yaakov. So the first Shem is a reference to Yaakov Vino, his Midah. We come now to Pasuk Vav. Nirana B'Yishua Secho V'Shem Elokeinu Nidgol. Nirana B'Yishua Secho, we will rejoice. So who's this now? This is Yitzchak Avinu. How is this Yitzchak Avinu? So a few months back, we learned from Rav Avram Shor Sefer on Yoni Rosh Hashanah. And he explained that a person with tremendous Yira Shemayim is a person who's Besimcha. And that might sound like a chiddush, because a person might think, someone might think, someone who has Yira Shemayim is very strict, he's very stern. Well, Lamaisa, that's not the correct fact. It could be he's strict and concerned, but he's besimcha. And this is Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchok Avinu was a Shavisi Hashem L'Negi Summit. He placed Hashem in front of at all times. Yitzchok Avinu was a person with tremendous Yiro. And as Chazal tell us, Ein Simcha Ka'ataris Asfekus, there's no greater Simcha, there's no greater happiness when a person has a doubt about something, he's not sure about something, and then the doubt goes away, he has an answer. Ein Simcha Ka'ataris Asfekus. Ataris Asfekus means that you untie, you get rid of the doubt. When a person has tremendous Yirah Shemayim, like Yitzchok Avinu, life is great. You see Hashem is in front of you. Hashem is with you at all times. That brings Simcha, that brings happiness. As we say also in the davening, what do we say in davening? Yitzchak Yiranein. Yitzchak is joicing. Yitzchak specifically, the Av that refers to of a shame of Yiro is besimcha, b'shuascha. Nirana b'shuascha. B'shame alad kinyudgo. Then we come to Pasuk Ches. Eilu v'recha. The Umas Ha'ilam, they turn to their might, their strength, their power, their weapons. V'anachnu b'shem Hashem Elokeinu Naskir. This refers to Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu went to fight against the kings, the Malachim. That's an act of chesed. That's the midah of chesed. When a person focuses on someone else, to help someone else, that's called chesed. So we just answered that the first shame is a reference to Yaakov Avinu and his midah. And the second shame is a reference to Yitzchak Avinu and his midah. I'm explaining the connection. And the third shame is chesed, is Avram Avinu. You also have, by Yaakov, Eitz Chayim Hi L'macha Zikimba. That the Torah is an Eitz Chayim Hi for those who grab onto it. Yisagevcha means strength. When those people, anybody who supports Torah, anybody who learns Torah, it's an Eitz Chayim. It's a tree of life. It's mechazik. It strengthens us. Now we come to the Maral. The Maral tells us in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, that the world stands on three things. Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasodim. This is the famous Mishnah we all know. Maral tells us that the opposite of these three is Gilui Arayis, Shvichas Damim, and Avodah Zarah. Gilui Arayis is the opposite of Torah. How is Gilui Arayis explains the Maral, the opposite of Torah? Because no person is involved with Gilui Arayis, morality. He's involved basically in Gashmius, in the physical part of this world, to the highest degree. The opposite of Gilui Arayis is Torah, because Torah, as the Maral explains, is Sichlius, is Seichel. It's connecting persons, connecting Kol Kulei 100% to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no Gashmius in the mitzvah of Limra Torah. And Yaakov is the Av of Torah. So as we began in Pasuk Beis, V'Shem Elokei Yaakov. It's a Gevcha Shem Elokei Yaakov. The opposite of that, meaning that we have two ways we can bring Mashiach by focusing on Torah, or if Chas Hashem, the opposite, Hefeichai, is Gilui Arayis. So our goal and focus is V'nemar B'Yoyim O'Yi Hashem Echad U'Shmai Echad. That's what this capital is referring to. When Mashiach comes, as we said, Ki Hashiach Hashem Mashichai Ya'aneyu Mishmei Kodshoi, that Hashem should answer from the Kodesh Kadoshim. Then I come to the second one, the second in Pasuk Vav Shem, we said Yitzchok, and Yitzchok's midah is Yiro, is fear of Hashem. The opposite of that is Avodah Zarah. When a person, as we said, has fear of Hashem, he is simcha because he realizes Hashem is in front of him at all times. Shavisi Hashem negin samir, I place Hashem in front of me at all times. The opposite of that is Avodah Zarah, explains the Maral. That a person doesn't see Hashem. Of course, Hashem's there, but a person's worshiping foreign gods. That's Avodah Zarah. Whether it's bowing down to them, or whether it's putting his trust in his own strength, in his own wealth, it's taking Hashem, kivyochol, out of the picture. And then Shvichus Damim, murder, is the opposite of Chesed. This shame refers to Avram Avinu, because Avram did Chesed and went to fight against the Malachim. But Eilav Arechav, they, Eilav Asusim, fight. B'shvichus damim. That's shvichus damim. This is the pshat that was Yad Shemaya I was able to get. We worked through this during the first Seder in the morning, the first Seder is Medrash. And I share this with you. I hope you're able to take from this. And the ultimate goal is v'nemar b'yoymahu yehashem echad u'shmo yechad. That when we focus on the shame, the midah of Yitzchak, of Yaakov, Yitzchak and Avraham, of Torah, Yira and Chesed, and we overpower the averus of Gil Arai, Shvichas Damin, of Adazor, Shvichas Damin, that means Hashem should bring us to v'nemar b'yoymahu yehashem echad u'shmo yechad. We should be zoiche. The Mashiach Tzidkenu should come b'korav b'mehirah b'yameinu. By us bringing Mashiach. As I said, once again, this year is brought to you from Yerushalayim. I was here on my first Seder recruiting trip. And we should all be zoiche to all come to back to Yerushalayim habenuyo b'mehirah b'yameinu. Thank you for joining.